From the perspective of gun makers, something has to be done. Floating new restrictions on gun rights could be the jolt the industry needs to bounce back from its Trump slump, political and industry insiders say. If past is prologue, Keene says, the tragedy in Parkland and the ensuing debate could spur an urgency among Americans to stock up. The Obama years offer a clear window into this phenomenon. Based on FBI background check figures, gun sales jumped 42% after Obama won the 2008 election. After the December 2012 shootings in Newtown, background checks rose 49% from the year before. Obama had won re-election a month earlier. Following the December 2015 shootings in San Bernardino, checks spiked 44%. And when a gunman opened fire at an LGBT nightclub in Orlando in June 2016, background checks leaped 39%. That isn't happening in the Trump presidency. There was some fear-based buying that would take place from time to time, says James Debney, American Outdoors chief executive officer, during a conference call with investors in December. There is no fear-based buying right now. In October, the month a shooter killed 58 and injured 851 at a Las Vegas concert, the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, background checks were down 13% from the previous year. The NRA and its allies have been adapting to this new economic landscape. After Las Vegas, the NRA signaled that it would not hold against lawmakers any efforts to regulate bump stocks, devices that modify semi-automatic weapons to fire more quickly. Gun enthusiasts rushed to the store to stockpile them. Yet there was no real progress on gun control in Congress in the 136 days between the Las Vegas and Parkland shootings. Time is the enemy, explains one Republican consultant. Every passing day makes this less urgent.